a bit of a shock this morning, you heard?
Yeah, I think it always, you know, comes as a shock. I don't think anyone expected it this morning. So it's not an easy day. You know, two good people lose their job, and, you know, ultimately it came down to the performance of all the guys in here. So, it's tough for everyone.
At the same time, though, Andrew, the total loss of confidence that you were speaking so genuinely and sincerely about last night after the game, I mean, that usually results in something happening, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we know that, or we understand that in this business, if you're not performing up to standards, something's going to happen. Now I think you try to, use, Paul when he comes in here and try to get excited about the system that he's playing and, roles that he may have you in. And we're going to, be auditioning early for him, for ice time. And, so hopefully that gets everybody going.
If you're in communication as the captain and with the coach, what kind of things would you like to maybe see tweaked or try to do differently to get back on track, especially from the last two or three games?
I'll leave that up to him. I think sometimes it's good to have a fresh perspective. Sometimes when you're involved on a day-to-day basis, it's hard to see the big picture. So he might have a better idea of, his system and the way he wants to play. And as a player, it's your job to show up and do what he asks.
Plan to contact Claude, and if so, what would you say to him?
Yeah, I will. I don't know what I'm going to say right now, to be honest with you, but you spend 2.5 years with a guy, and I think everyone knows Claude, and he always comes to the rink with a great attitude and a smile on his face, and I think a lot of people in here enjoyed working with him. So like I said, it's tough to see him and Perry. It's their livelihood. It's what they do, and we know they worked extremely hard to try to get this thing on track. And as a player, I think you feel you let them down in a lot of different ways.
What's your history with Paul?
I have zero history with Paul. Yeah.
Any idea why it just went so far south recently, Andrew?
No, I don't know. I think I've been trying to wrap my head and figure it out for a while now, and like I said, hopefully this brings some energy to this group and desperation that we need right now.
Andrew, how important is it to stay balanced right now and try to salvage what is left of the season?
I think it's extremely important. As a group, I think we've talked about it all the time, trying to create something here where it's expected to show up every day and play a certain way, work a certain way, and create an identity not only for this room but this whole organization. So, that's what we're still striving to do.
As a point man for your teammates, do you expect you're going to have a conversation with the coach in terms of giving him some input or feedback? Have you given any thought to what that might be?
I haven't, to be honest with you. I'm sure we'll meet with him tomorrow morning and have a conversation. And then I'm sure he'll bounce ideas off Charlie and Pascal, who have been here a while too.